This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a new smartphone using the Android system that's hitting the market this week with two screens, one front, one back. It's from Yotaphone of Russia, $600. Marketplace's Dan Weissman went looking for distinctions between innovation and gimmickry.
Sarah Kessler writes about technology for Fast Company magazine.
I guess I'm cautious to say this is ridiculous.
After all, lots of people said the iPad was a dumb idea with a silly name.
But I guess when I first looked at it, I did not really see why I would need one, no.
Alexis Madrigal covers tech for The Atlantic.
It strikes me as kind of middling, but you never know.
Bay Area designer Chris Nussel is the author of Make It So, Interaction Design Lessons from Science Fiction. He agrees the Yotaphone is no lightsaber.
This is a band-aid of an innovation.
But just the other day, he had a problem the Yotaphone might have addressed. Getting off the BART train, he ran out of battery. The Yotaphone's second screen uses e-ink, like a Kindle. It uses hardly any juice. Maybe a Yotaphone wouldn't have bricked itself. He could have texted the colleague picking him up. So, would he consider buying one?
Because I had that experience on BART, hell yes I would.
There's one potential customer. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.